Bluebell Woods, Florence's River Adventure by Liz Norton. Read by Rita Sharma. Chapter 1. Florence Candytuft was playing her new rosewood flute in her bedroom when her little sister came in.
I want the flute, she said, holding out a tiny paw.
Not now, Rosie, said Florence, ruffling the silky fur on her head. Rosie's ears drooped miserably.
Please, she quavered.
Florence sighed. The flute had been her birthday present from her mum and dad 3 days ago, but she'd hardly had the chance to play it at all. She'd asked for a flute because Mr. Wintergreen, one of the Bluebell Woods musicians, had set up the school band at the beginning of spring term, and Florence had been eager to join. He'd said they'd had to practice hard, but that wasn't easy with Rosie around. She loved the flute just as much as Florence did. You can have it in a moment when my friends get here, said Florence, trying not to look at Rosie's sad face. Just then, she heard a knock at the front door of her burrow and footsteps came scampering along the hall. Her friends, Honey Pennyroyal, a wood mouse, Natalie Hollyhock, a hedgehog, and Evie Morningdew, a squirrel, burst into her room.
Is that your birthday flute, Florence? Evie asked admiringly, her eyes shining.
Florence held it up to show them.
Yes, isn't it lovely?
My flute, cried Rosie, reaching for it.
Florence sighed and handed it to her.
Go on then.
Tooting happily, Rosie hurried out of the room.
She's so sweet, said Natalie.
She is sweet, agreed Florence, but trying to practice for the band with her about is a nightmare. She's flute mad.
She glanced out of the window and wrinkled her nose in disappointment. The morning had been wet and windy, and although the rain had finally stopped, the sky...